Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
but we're hopeful and justice will end.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. Black Perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Black Lives Matter.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is, of course, the producer of the podcast, The Attic, a.k.a. codename co-producer, coming to you live Monday night, here to talk to you about whatever it is me and the crew are going to talk about tonight. So just before I step off into the deep water, let me make sure I've got backup. Hey, family, are you with me?
I'm with you, bro. Always.
Okay. I feel the strength. Okay. See, this is why when the show start, people be saying shit like, yo, nigga, what we talk about before the show start? didn't we just talk about this shit? But anyway, didn't we just talk about this shit?
Itinerary sheet.
Okay, yeah, you see, you be on that bullshit.
I ain't got a script, man. Ain't nobody give me a script.
Okay, all right, make the meeting. But anyway, listen, see, that's the kind of intro that forces the gratuitous use of the word nigger. You understand what I'm saying? And you gotta understand. Every time I use that word nigger in this particular genre, it ain't nothing but love. It ain't nothing but love. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about tonight, the use of the word nigger. Now, because I am a black man, I guess it's been checked and it's been verified, I can say the word whenever I want to. It's just so funny to me, and I'm sorry. And let me say this, by the way, also. If anybody get offended by this podcast, it's just too damn bad. But anyway, it's just funny to me when you hear people talking, particularly black people, and you hear them say the N-word. I mean, what kind of shit is that? I mean, so before I go too far down this road, hey, Cass, let me ask you a question. Hey, crew, what's your feelings on use of the word nigger? Somebody talk to me.
Well, for me, myself personally, I don't know. I guess it really just depends on who's saying it, man. And I don't know why, but if another black person said it to me, it means nothing at all. You know what I mean? I don't get no ill feeling or anything. And if someone of another race, and I no matter what race it is, if they say it, I'm kind of pushed back just a little bit. You know, I don't know why.
I'm
just kind of pushed
even
back.
Even if the Spanish bro say that, even the poppy say that shit to you, it still feel funny.
I mean, I get over it, but I'm just saying, I just feel a little unease for a moment.
And then you have to educate them and let them know you're just a Spanish nigga. It's all the same.
Well, no, I'm just saying I feel it, and I'll let it go because you know I know it ain't nothing doing anyway.
Way to left field, man.
Huh?
I said he done came in and took that shit right to fuck it. We ain't talking. Everybody get a gun. Everybody get a gun. No, man. I'm just saying, if somebody Spanish say, yo, what's up, my nigga? What's going on? You would feel funny about that?
For a second, yeah.
Okay. See, now me, again, I don't give a fuck who get mad at me about this, but I know a ton of white cats that would come up with me and be like, yo, what's up, nigga? How you feeling, man? And I wouldn't look at that shit as anything other than somebody black said that to me. Now this is going to sound hypocritical, but then by the same token, I guess I understand the fact that if you're not black, you can't use that word, which is kind of strangely fucked up too, but I get that. But that word to me, again, listen, you might hear me talking about Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell, and you might hear me say, yo, them niggas is over there bullshitting. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So that word to me, it's got like a whole, it's a universal type shit. Women, well, females can be niggas, black, Puerto Rican, green motherfuckers. It don't matter to me if what I'm talking about, if you were in that group and I say them niggas over there, then that's you too.
Well, and that's the way I feel also. I'm just saying just when you know, like when I'm having a conversation and they say one, I don't let it, you know, get me to go have to go to my car or nothing like that. It's just, it kind of shake me for a minute, then I let the shit go because I do say it a lot in reference to all people. Now, if
right,
I say it
exactly.
a lot, I reference a lot to all people, then all people should be able to say it too because I'm calling them that. But it's just a little, so I got to check and make sure you're real with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Okay. See,
because a lot of them ain't really real with it. They just play it off.
Yeah. See now me personally. Okay. Again, and get everybody gets their own take on this. If I'm talking to you, and you drop a nigga this, nigga that, and like I said, what about the white cats that grew up where we grew up? You know what I'm saying? Watch this. That's all the fuck they heard. Nigga this, nigga that. So even in your little hood right there, you could throw the nigga word around because everybody knew. Wait a minute, hold on. You give me bad audio. Who's that? Who's that trying to talk to me? Who's that trying to talk to me?
I don't know. Should they mic off? But normally when you're hanging around, you know, white people growing up, the ones you grew up with, they're not using in the malice type what? Or vicious
but
what?
You're right. That okay, and I get that. And that's
so
what I'm
so
saying.
You know what I'm saying? You know what he's saying, and I ain't mean it.
But he's still saying it.
Yeah, you ain't got no problem. Well, I wouldn't have no problem with that because he's not using that in a malice type one.
So,
see,
so,
that's my problem. I haven't really grown up around a lot of them, huh? I guess that's why.
Okay.
I mean, you know, just hung out. I just never really just hung out. Now, as I grew older and went into the military and all that other stuff, I was around them, but I wasn't really, really around them per se. You know what I mean?
Well,
on a daily basis.
Watch this. If your ass wasn't around them, you know we wasn't either because we grew up in the same goddamn place.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
No,
like you grew up in the Hamptons somewhere.
Nah, messenger said that shit like, look, y'all grew up around him. I don't know. I wasn't there. No, and then again, that's where, again, I grew up right where you grew up. There was one or two that you knew was cool. Watch this. Remember, watch the Higgle name. Remember that cat, David House?
Yeah.
I mean, watch this.
No.
He was one of them.
Who's
white
that?
Cats. Back in the day, everybody knew. Why? Because Dave kept what you needed. It didn't matter what you needed. If you needed a refrigerator, David House had a refrigerator for you. So
really?
I'm
who's
just
that?
Saying, you know, oh, see, again,
about,
that was around 25th Street when you had your ass up in the projects. When we was... yeah, that was, you know, watch the scene. How you bringing back New Jersey Bank shorty days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you missed a lot of that. Okay. Okay. Respect. He didn't have to wash those walls, Earl. I mean, baby bro, excuse me. He didn't have to do that. But anyway.
I ain't getting no pretty sandwich with potato chips wrapped around them.
No.
No, you missed all that. You gave all that up.
Yeah,
you gave all
that
up, man. Watch this. In the water, and Big Sis wasn't bullshitting. Big Sis said, no, that was that.
Yeah.
She didn't like basketball anyway. But anyway, hold on. Let me get back to this word nigga here real quick. Because it seems to rub a lot of people the wrong way. In fact, I heard a joke, and I'm not good at jokes, but I'm going to tell this one. A young brother was at a spelling bee, stole the shit. So if it's funny, the shit ain't original, all right? But the young brother was at a spelling bee, and the teacher told him, spell N-word. He looked at it and said, are you sure? She said, yeah. So he spelled N-I-G-G-E-R. And everybody looked shocked, and they held up the correct spelling of the word. It was I-N-W-A-R-D. But that was just a little jokey joke to let you see. I think that is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Somebody get to talking, and they be da-da-da-da, the N-word. Yo, say it or don't say it. If you ain't feeling it, you know, what's it? Expand your fucking vocabulary and get another word. But if that's what you feeling at the time, I don't know, man. Let it roll. Now, excuse me, let me say this, because let me make a quick public service announcement. I'm not telling anybody who's not black to just start throwing the word nigga around. Trust and believe me, that is some shit I want on my conscience. I'm saying, if you talking to me, that shit don't bother me in the slightest bit. Again, like the cast was saying, unless I pick up on some of them real hardcore negative connotations that you bring with the word, and then it's gonna be, then it's gonna be some problem. But if that's how you grew up, if that's your swag, and we talking, and that's what it is, I'm good with you. That's just me. But. I hear messages say he really ain't. But, baby, bro, if you talking to somebody who's not black and they drop the nigga word on you, what you going to do?
Well, actually, that did happen to me. It's a couple of white boys that was working with me, and he was telling me a story about when he came to P-Town get some weed. And, you know, he told him the story, and I guess he just got caught up in the mix, and he was like, yeah, so it was some niggers. And then he catches himself, and he look at me, and I just nod my head like, go ahead, man. Tell your story. You get a pass. Number one, I think it was about four black people out there, including me. You know that butler, I knew what Butler Post over used to be? And the police station was right across the street. So I knew I was outnumbered.
All right, okay.
So you
had to make peace so you could stay in one piece.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, Nurse Carmen. Is Nurse Carmen with us tonight? Okay. Baby Sis, where my baby Sis at?
She was at the hospital.
Oh, that's right. And you know what? It just goes to show. I want to take a moment in between the show. Normally, I like to do this at the beginning of the show. And I got to congratulate verbally the Almighty. Okay, because he allowed my great niece to graduate from Pace University. And, that's those small potatoes over there. That's those small potatoes, Pace University. And if you, I'm just saying, bro, watch this. Pace is so dope. Yo, when I grew up, I mean, before I got to college, before I was in high school, well, that was my lie, man. Yeah, I'm going to Pace. I had, like, Pace book covers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, for real, I'm, like, super proud of my great niece on that graduation joint. Hey, so, Nani, outstanding. And then I just got to take a moment again while we thanking the creator real quick. You know, I know this ain't Thursday night. But I thank her for looking up. Yeah, I noticed it Thursday night. He looking out for moms. Mom Duke had a little issue, but she's up in the hospital recovering right now. So I speak nothing but positive shit into the atmosphere. Again, just hey, how do you stand up and say, hey, good job, God, good job. But anyway, good job.
Yeah, that's but, God nigga, right?
Us, yeah, but God gave us that word nigga too. Now he gave us everything. So
all right, okay, all right.
But and you know what's funny? Remember they went through the little revolution of, okay, we're going to switch from nigger, which is oh so bad, to nigga, and now that's going to be cool. Yeah, we're going to go from nigga to nigga, and now that's supposed to be cool all of a sudden. But
sure I again,
huh?
We did that.
We flipped it. Yeah, we flipped it. And you know what?
Yeah, we flipped it.
And not just to be defiant, but I think that's what I really, really like about the word nigger. The word nigger was meant to be some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It was a colloquial, and vulgar term used for African Americans. The English vernacular. Then it became a dialect form of the word nigger. That's what nigger did. So we spun that shit around. But I was saying, I think one of the better things, again, one of the things that really pulled me to that word is that word was meant for nothing but fucking bad. And through time and through being diversified, we as a people took that word that meant bullshit on every level and flip that shit around, so now we gave it a new meaning. Is that what we did? We gave that word a new meaning because there was a time anybody said, nigga, a fight got to come out. Now you could be like, yo, them niggas, those niggas. I mean, again, when I talk among in a very, very cavalier setting, don't be surprised if you hear that word coming from me very often because, now, again, I'm very cautious. Not cautious, but if I'm in an atmosphere that word is not going to be just understood that that's just the vernacular in which Kenny's speaking in right now, then I don't have to use that word. I got one or two other words that I can use, you know, like man, person, young lady, old lady, young man. See, I got other words that I can use. But when I'm in a real comfortable environment, you know, never at work. I'm never that comfortable at work. But if you sitting around kicking it with me, you'll hear a gratuitous use of that word with no shame whatsoever. OG, talk to me about the word nigga, OG.
First of all, let me tell a quick story. I was in single course school in Fort Gordon, Georgia. After basic. And one Saturday afternoon, coming out of the mess hall, you empty your trays and stuff, one guy missed the barrel, and it went on the ground. And his old cracker said, nigga, pick it up. The brother, who was from New York, didn't appreciate it, and was all over this guy like wild on rice and put a hurting on him. This boy who was from Tennessee, laying on the ground bloody, said, you may have whipped my ass, but you still a nigga. And there are those type of people. Me, myself, I don't like the word whoever says it. God, Pope, or President, or a kinfolk, I don't like it. And
okay.
Since that period in Georgia, I've tried my level best not to use the word. I don't care who says it, I have a problem.
Okay, and again, mad respect to that. And again, mad respect to the movement that's trying to stop the use of the word. I mean, again, if that's your cause, if that's what people feel, that's cool. But what's it, me and my vocabulary? Yeah, I don't. I'll throw that word around like it's loose change. I just do. And again,
yeah,
if you listen
to you, I submit to you that you give license to white people to use it.
I don't want to say, let me
in
tell
any context.
And I'm watching, I might be standing on an island by myself, but if our conversation is flowing and that's what we're doing, I ain't got no beef with white people using that word either. That's just me. Now, once again, because I'm listening to you and we're conversing, when that shit starts to go to the point where now we're not just talking about a person, it is my understanding that nigga to you now means somebody black and ignorant, then we have to, as my nephew say, we have to code flip right real quick. But as far as the use of that word, nah, I don't, I'm sorry. I don't have no beef with that.
Well, and you know what, bro? Thinking about it, now, like you guys said, if it was somebody, me, myself, like you said, you're in a conversation, and it's somebody that you grew up with, you hung out with, and that's all you said around them, and they just started saying it, and you know they cool because that's just how we talk, I don't think they'd have a problem with it. Because even when they say it, those that I don't even know, but they happen to say it, it don't, you know, it's the initial shock of seeing them say it, hearing them say it. The same way I get that initial shock if I see a white person out in the streets in Patterson trying to beg for change. Now, I see it all the time, but every time I see it, it's kind of funny to me because I ain't used to seeing white people begging for change in Patterson. And now they're on every corner there is.
I can say, much less try an Asian person.
Okay, I mean, respect. But again, I say that word don't move me like it moves a lot of people. Now, again, and I would say the same thing, even no matter how large the platform gets for our audience. Again, that's just a me thing. Again, if you feel comfortable enough that we talking and that's the vernacular, yo, and you dropping in here with, yo, man, we was up on like 125th. Yo, them niggas up there was crazy. They was trying to, and we just talking. I'm not stopping that flow. I'm just not. I'm just sorry. You can use nigga as a noun, an adjective, or whatever the fuck you want in the conversation. And Kenny Hodge, co-producer, I'm good with you, man. Now. But let me say this to you. Again, even though the use and the word or the use of the word nigga don't strike me as hard as it strikes a lot of other people, that still does not mean that I've softened my position on the black man's position in society today, meaning we are always in a position of trying to catch up. You're always trying to catch up. That's what we do, and I'm going to take us home tonight with two pretty fucked up stories coming out of
Black
News Publication. Go ahead,
before you go into that, let me just say one last thing.
Talk to me, man.
It really depends, because sometimes, you know, just the word black offends me, because the way they say it, they don't say black. They got to go black. You know what I mean? They
got
to put so much emphasis on it.
They
got
to say all the letters and shit.
Right, yes, you know what I'm saying?
They make it sound offensive.
Now, if you comfortable with saying the word nigga because you got friends and you comfortable with saying it, it's going to roll out a different way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So when it rolls out a different way, then it's easy to accept. But when somebody trying to hide behind something, and you can tell that nigger, not nigger, nigger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can kind of feel the difference in how they're saying it. And so that's why it kind of catches me at times.
Oh, and I get it, man. But, you know, like I said, after, again, 38 years of military / postal traveling to all these places, I just get to see, and you know, bringing it back to when we talk about white people saying it. Let me tell you something, and I ain't dropping no name. Well, there's two white cats that work with me today. And out here in the Midwest, yo, if they was to walk up on me in the middle of Patterson, New Jersey, and be like, yo, what's up, nigga? How you feeling, man? All they going to get is a pound and a bear hug back, man. So I lock on that word, and the manner in which I receive it is going to determine if we're going to be all right or not. Now, let me just say this before we move on to these messed up stories. Wait a minute, hold on. Please do not get this mistaken. I am not giving people not of color a pass to just drop that word. unless it's just you and I talking. If you take me wrong and drop that word while talking to me in the company of some gorillas that I grew up with, all I'm going to say to you is, please pay attention to the shit that I'm saying to you, man. All right.
Gotta learn how to read the room, right?
You gotta read the room. Again, just because I say it's okay.
On the job, if somebody used the word nigga, that's going to be offensive to you. But if it's role-playing night and you ask her, what's your character? And she'd be like, you're a UPS delivery driver. And, oh, yeah, by the way, all deliveries are in the rear. Like, yeah, nigga, you ain't got a problem with that. All deliveries are in the rear, nigga. You ain't got a problem with that.
You got to twist shit, man. You got to twist.
I'm trying to see where you're at.
All right, man. Hey, but listen, we're going to come up out that shit right there, right? And we're going to slide right over here to a goddamn case down in North Carolina. And I got to tell you about this because it makes me want to throw up. They arrested a 6-year-old boy in North Carolina for stealing. I'm sorry, not for stealing. For picking a fucking tulip. I had a minister say, I don't think you heard me. 6 years old, black little young kid, they arrested his ass for picking a tulip. Now, you think that's fucked up? Just hold on for a minute. When he got arraigned, his mom couldn't even make the meeting. So armed with a coloring book and a strange lady he didn't know, the 6-year-old boy walked into the courtroom, and they actually went through the proceeding with a 6-year-old fucking black kid. And let me tell you, one of the quotes that came out of that whole thing was, they believe if you introduce the penal system to people of color early in life, it further guarantees that they're going to be a part of that system throughout their life. Now, is that some fucked up doctrine still to have in this country today? Is that and you sit like this and again, sometimes I just go on little tangents, man, because the black man has not done any goddamn thing to deserve the treatment that the whole race of people get. Black folk have not done anything deserving of that. I was watching on TV the other day where a fucking lion, a wild-ass lion.
A tiger,
roaming around the streets. Motherfuckers out there with pistols pulled on the tiger. But you know what? Not one fucking shot was fired. That tiger got to be able to be put to sleep, put in a cage, and transferred somewhere else. And I'm sorry that when I see shit like that, all that brings back to my mind is you got a fucking wild animal in front of you. But you got enough goddamn training, and you calm enough that you can talk. But when that person becomes a person of color, all that shit is out the window, and all you know is a narrative. I was afraid for my life. That really
I don't know if it's me or what, but it seems like ever since Trump took office, they start pretty much arresting kids as young as 6, 7. Putting cuffs on them and putting them in the back seat of their car. Besides shooting older, you know, black people.
If you're older, we're going to take your life. If you're younger, we're going to introduce you to the penal system early in life, because that's going to guarantee you stay in that system until you become that young adult that we're going to take your life, and then this vicious cycle just continues. I'm saying America, we got to do better. I'm like fucking begging. We have to do better than that. As a nation, we got to come with a better narrative than that. Hey, listen.
So who called the cops on them for picking the flower?
I don't know who called the cops on them.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody probably seen his ass. I mean, again, if I'm out here picking a flower, you know, me going into, you know, covert mode, probably ain't going to be something that's on my mind. I'm out here picking a goddamn flower. And really, at 6 years old, I don't even care where the flower was. I'm not thinking I got to be, I'm stealing. I'm not thinking I'm breaking the law. At 6 years old, really? Hey, listen, we got to land the mothership, folks. But I thank you for hanging out with the addict tonight. Again, we had a little conversation about the word nigger. And again, I let it be known to this podcast and any other. That word don't offend me unless I personally think you're using it in a negative manner, and then it super offends me. But the whole thing is kind of crazy. It's a word that I like to use. It's a word that don't make no sense to me why everybody can't use it. But by the same time, I understand why if you're not black, you might want to leave that word alone. This is Kay Hodge from the podcast, The Addict, saying good night, and we'll see you next week. Let's say good night, group.
Good night, Nick.
Good night,
good night, group. And hold on.
Let's
good night, John Boy. Good night, John Boy.
Hey, I wish good luck to your mom.
Good night, niggas.
Thank you, sir.
Who are you talking to?
Niggas, good night.
Normally when I use that word nigga, I'm driving, and I normally put that word stupid in front of it.